Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. New episode of PFFs, and we got like a lot to unpack this episode. Start, we got a special guest, Tana. Welcome to the show.
Special is really kind of you. Thank you guys for having me.
She's here.
I'm shaking. I'm shitting. I'm terrified.
She thought were actually locking her out, Dave, because I wasn't answering because we were filming. So she thought we were reverse, like pulling the prank back on her, where we invite her to the show and then don't even answer and don't have her on.
Which honestly would be genius because you're in this big mansion with a huge gate. I could never get in. Like I was saying, put a camera out there and...
I didn't even know we had reinvited you till yesterday, to be totally honest. You texted me out of the blue, Tana, being like, Bree's not getting back to me the time. I'm like, what are we even talking about? I didn't even know that you had been invited. I'm glad you're here.
No, it's okay. Austin texted me like a week ago, and then I texted you, and then I didn't think she answered, and I was like, it was just Tana. She didn't answer. And then I look, and she did, and then I was like, what time do you want to do
it? No, I'm not. I was putting everything in writing. I was sending every text. I was out at the gate, and I was like, I'm not here, just letting you know. Like, I just wanted you guys to know I am painfully down and very grateful and excited to be here and be a
BFF. Like a good week because they have tons of headlines and I wasn't holding a grudge. The reason we're talking obviously is you bailed on us for
I
went on a rant which you handled in I thought a nice way. He's kind of right, like I keep bailing.
You were very right.
We're actually about to play the rant.
this is what plays in my sleep paralysis, like for real.
All right, just set the stage. I sat down, I'm looking at the sheet, says Tana Mojo, and then I guess she bailed. Like, the sheet had her on it.
I can quote this word for
word. So I guess she bailed 10 minutes before?
Yeah, she texted us like 30 minutes ago and was like, I'm puking everywhere, I can't come.
Classic.
Saw that one come in.
Like, where does Ellie come in?
Second time she's used that
exact same excuse, right? Yep. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I texted Brianna. I was like, hey, this ain't slick. This ain't slick whatsoever.
What a piece of shit. Honestly, she's a piece of shit. Everyone knows she's a piece of shit. Like, that's kind of her thing.
It doesn't hurt.
That's the difference between, like, she's a content person. She fucks everybody. She knows how to stay in the news. But there can't be any human who takes her seriously. To do the shit that she does, you're just a clown. Like, you can never be taken seriously by anybody on, like, a business end. Like, if she's doing any business deals, I wouldn't trust her. Ever. She's a clown. Like, who did this wine with her, Dizzy? I would have never done that. She's going to fuck that and implode that one way or the other. We have big guests on all the time. She's the only one who's pulled this shit. She's no A-list star. She's like a clout chaser. That's why she probably has to work so hard to stay in the news. Because if you treat people like shit, you're never going to get the benefit of the doubt. You cancel like 20 minutes before with the same exact excuse you had last time? Like the same one. Tana fucking Mojo? What are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's my favorite part of the video. That's my favorite part.
Tana fucking Mojo? Called her a clown 3 times.
I'm gonna shoot myself over here. Honestly, I can pretty much quote that word for word. It was an honor, Dave, for you to call me a clown, clout chasing hooker who's going to fail. I get it though. I'm not going to lie. Like I don't mean this in like a condescending way, but it was actually like an honor for Dave to roast me. I think I needed it at that point in life. I was spreading myself way too thin and agreeing to too much shit and was, you know, partying and being run down and I felt sick. I really was sick. I was like peeing out of my ass. Like it was bad. I'm sorry. That was gross.
What type of sickness is that?
Like I was like, it
diarrhea,
was giving full stomach, full issue, but that doesn't matter. And like, I understand, and I think that it put me in my place, and since that moment, I have been...
Very healthy? No sicknesses?
Maybe not very healthy, but taking things very seriously and, you know, really trying to, you know, not agree to as much so that I'm not, you know, bailing on anything, and... I appreciate
you,
Portnoy.
Well, you're welcome, Tana. I'm glad to be
of
service.
I think that I take, you know, when people are like nice about things, it's great. But I think that I take getting kind of bitched out like as like constructive criticism way more seriously. Like, you know, that one hit. Like I looked in the mirror and I was like, clown.
Like, damn. Yeah.
Fucking clown.
Clown hooker.
It was the perfect storm, really, because I, again, going back to it, like I was just almost like this one. I wasn't told you were on the show till right before, and it was kind of like confirmed and everything. So it was confirmed almost 10 minutes before it was unconfirmed, and it caught me raw. That's most of my rants are when I find something out and I'm about to do either podcast, go on, and I just let it fly. So anyways, I'm glad we're past that. Still friends. You're on the show.
Aww.
And it is a good show.
It's a great
show.
For
you to be on.
I love BFFs. I am a BFFs super fan. I watch every episode and like I'm stoked to fucking be on here. And honestly, Dave, you're an authentic guy and you say what's on your mind. And I like to think I can be authentic and say what's on my mind as well. So I, you know, I'm never a stranger to taking that. And it was, you know, I'm happy that we can be chill and I'm happy to be on here. And I think you're a rock star. So
thank you. Hey. I appreciate that. And being authentic. This week with BFFs, and I was out in London for like UFC, and to be honest, people who watch BFFs for the most part know I plug in and out. Like we do the show, and that's how I basically get caught up on a lot of the drama that's going on. This week, I was consistently being DM'd. You got to do an emergency press conference. What do you have to say about this? What do you have to say about that? Getting tagged, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? To the point, I actually read the BFF headlines well in advance of the show because I'm like, I know shit was happening this week. Right. And according to the headlines, there was a lot of drama.
A lot.
Shit is going
involving,
down right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Some of the people sitting next to you, Tana, surprisingly, you're not in most of the headlines.
I am stoked to not be in the drama right now. I somehow dragged myself into that Monty Lopez shit. So I'm taking a week off for real.
You're also like I feel like Switzerland in a weird way because you seem to be like friends with all sides of the drama. So I am curious to see a lot of your take. We'll start with
especially this one. Josh and I were just at a party and I was bouncing around like, hey Josh, hey Nessa, hey Jaden. I'm trying to be in Switzerland here.
Yeah.
Well, and that's not even
I'm more
the
like the USA.
Drama. That's not even
just
the lead
bombs.
Drama.
Yeah, you're pretty polarizing.
That's not the lead drama on the sheet. The first thing on here is Charlie and Landon Barker versus Huddy. So
nice.
Let me make sure I got this right. Little Huddy comes out with a new song. It's essentially about Charlie being a homie hupper. So going from Charlie to Landon. Charlie and Landon used to be best friends.
Chase and Landon used to be best friends.
So Charlie dated, obviously, Little Huddy, now dating his best friend. Heidi, Charlie's mother, got into the mud and started like putting
Mama
all these
Baronet.
IG stories, basically Little Mr. gaining attention on the internet by playing the victim because you're self-centered, have zero self-awareness. Some people thrive on being the victim. Others learn, pick your player, on and on and on. Charlie and Landon began posting the date 7/23 all over the social media. I don't know what the fuck that means. What is 7/23?
I think that's supposed to be about like the day that
like Huddy started
what do
you
mean
by posting
to
a story.
Josh, you tweeted about it.
Yeah, I was just making fun of them because they were all tweeting with dates. So I was like, that's pretty funny if I tweet out something with a date. And
I
just
did the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, realize 7/23. You know, because I'm just a comedian.
It was originally Huddy promoting the date of his song, like putting the date of his song on his post. And then I think they were just following up by kind of beefing, clowning it, I guess.
Yeah.
Josie Canseco consistently getting in the mix and not wanting to be in the mix, but gets in the mix, posting another random date to get a jab at Landon. And saying you snaked your boy, grow up, 7/24. Huddy posts the clip, I saw this, in which he calls the homie hopper, and off we go. So, all right.
This shit is bananas. This shit is bananas.
Yeah. I thought Josie was like, I don't do drama.
Josie and I thought she wanted nothing to do with Landon, too.
Josie is the number one, as I'm coming to learn. I don't want drama, but then jumps in and tries to jump out, and you can't really do it. You're either in or out in this world. So she's in by tweeting that. All right, I'm going to start by this. I don't get it, because they dated Charlie and Little Huddy years ago, right?
Well, no, they've been a little secret dating for a while. And then after, I guess, I think it was like probably like a couple. I'm sure Tana actually knows.
I love how you do that. It's honestly awesome when you know you're getting a little too close to the drama to just like pass.
I wish I was like that close with Charlie and Landon and them, but I'm not that tight with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had my past with them, and now I don't have so much of a present with them. So you seem to. When did they break up exactly?
I am avidly avoiding being the TikTok highlight saying anything with this because this is a scary beef, okay? You know what I mean? Like, not the really. D'Amelios are, they're the Kardashians of this world. They're the, anything, I don't know. I've been every person probably in this situation. You know what I mean? At one point or another. And I don't fucking know. They're also all so young. So it's like, it's crazy to have these big ass
platforms.
Oh, don't
play that fucking young
that's the worst card.
this is your fucking world.
Yeah, so what was the date?
What you do.
What was the date?
That they broke up. Like, when did
I have no
up.
Fucking clue.
Charlie were they Chase? Redating?
I really don't.
They were definitely still together.
I think that might be true. Like, yeah, I think that, yeah.
Little Huddy and Charlie were still dating, like, recently?
I don't know how recently.
I think they were, like, well, weren't they in the Bahamas together, like, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
I don't. Was he there? I don't think he was in the Bahamas.
On New Year's, at least.
Yeah, honestly, I really don't know. Like, when they're,
yeah, I don't know when they broke up, but, I mean, Huddy makes it seem like there was, like, an overlap of like Landon and Charlie with her, him and Charlie.
Yeah, and is that a fact?
I don't know.
It's not a fact.
I don't know the facts.
I really don't know the
facts.
We
need Landon on the show or Chase on the
fucking
show.
Well, wasn't Landon dating Josie Canseco like as of a month ago?
Yeah, and Josie and Tana, I'm pretty sure, are like good friends, which is why I'm confused and why she doesn't know the dates.
Well, I don't know the Charlie Huddy dates. You know what I mean? I really don't. Mm. I love Josie. They were dating. I was present for that, Landon and...
Josie
relationship.
You guys are giving me nothing, and I know, honestly, I don't know about you, Bree. I don't know how much you know. I don't know how plugged you've become in this world, but I know Josh and Tana know a hell of a lot.
I swear to God, I've just been watching this circus fucking unfold, and it's been great. I love other people's drama that I'm not involved in. I know Charlie's dating Landon now. I know Landon and Huddy were previously close friends. I know... Yeah, I don't. That's all I really. I don't know. I wish I knew more.
I wish I knew.
And Charlie's just so sweet. Like, it's not like she's ever like, oh my god, drama. Like, she's just, you know, always really sweet to me. We talk about like dumb shit. So I really don't know. I'm sorry. I love to involve myself in some fucking drama. Yeah, yeah. If I could, I would.
So can someone give me a time frame? Because at first I thought this is dumb. Because I thought they stopped dating Charlie and Little Huddy. I thought they stopped dating 2 years ago.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, I would say six months ago.
Maybe within six months, maybe even four.
Within 4 months. And Landon and Little Huddy were best friends.
They were tight. I don't know if they were best friends, right?
Well, everyone says they're like best friends.
Landon brought Huddy to the Kardashians' wedding as his like.
That's a good point.
So then Landon is a fuckboy. That's bullshit. Let's call what it is. If you're bringing him to that and you're that close and your friend was dating a girl, let's say 4 months ago, and you start dating her 4 months later, you're an asshole.
It's a little bit of, yeah.
No,
yeah,
you're an asshole. Like,
yeah, don't do that shit. Don't do that shit.
That's an asshole move.
It is. No, I agree with you. That's not a boy move. Like, you don't do that to your boys.
Yeah, so then why is Huddy calling Charlie a homie hoppy though? A homie hopper though?
Well, like, she
only
is.
But only being mad at Charlie. Wouldn't he be mad at Landon?
I'm sure he's not just happy with Landon. He's like, Landon, you're good, but Charlie, you suck.
Yeah, but like really if you break up, you fuck you. You can date whoever you want if you're broken up.
I mean, I have no room to talk about homie hopping.
I mean, everyone's a homie hopper. I was a homie hopper. I don't know.
I've ever been a homie hopper. Everyone's in the wrong. Everybody's in the wrong.
You and me are just thoughts over here. We're like, yeah, we homie hop. Slay.
And again, it may go back to that whole LA, like, people aren't actually friends. They say they're friends.
That's a point right there. I will say that. Like, in LA, like...
No one cares about anybody.
I've been truly every person in this fucking situation in LA. Like, no one... You know, everyone's just... It's a cesspool over here, Dave. You know that shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we say it, and when I say what I say, when people say friends, I think about, like, guys I've known my best... Like, from kindergarten.
It's.
And that's where I'm like, what the fuck? I've known this guy from, like, my whole life, and that switches. So, I guess if it's, like, a fake friend... It's a little different.
So, like, if Grace O'Malley, let's say you're dating someone, Bree, and then you break up with them, and then Grace O'Malley 2 months later goes and starts dating that guy, you're just like, hey, date who you want. You're single.
No chance. But that's different. That's not That's not the same. That's my best friend hooking up with my ex-boyfriend.
Whoa.
That's what I would get mad at.
Weren't Landon and Chase like claiming they're kind of best friends?
Yes, I'm saying that part's fucked up, but Charlie can do whatever she wants.
I guess.
If you ever
Chase is probably just hurt to see her. Yeah. Probably hurt to see her in that position. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. You, but I think it's more on the dude. I think it's more on the dude for sure. I think it's more on the boy of like, if you're boys with someone, like my friend, like Gavin, for example. Like,
that's fair.
If Gavin went and like broke up with a girlfriend, or I went and broke up with a girlfriend, that girl is now dead to both of us.
Yeah.
Like, equally, we just like, fuck that girl. Like,
that's rider
cool.
energy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's like, nah, we don't associate with that person. Yeah. So I guess you're like right in the sense where it's like, then that ex can go and do whatever. Yeah. It's more of the boy or the friend or best friend that's like kind of responsible.
Well, Landon made it look like there was some shady shit because he was like, if you don't treat her right, I'll treat her right. So Huddy might have been fucking around on Charlie.
But so you leave your best friend because he fucks around?
No, I'm just saying. I wonder what Huddy was doing.
Oh, that's a good point, I guess.
When did Landon say that?
He posted
that was what he said with the date.
His like cryptic shit, yeah.
Uh-oh. He said, if you don't treat her right, I will.
I'll treat her right for you.
Treat her right, I'll treat her right for you. That's what
How
he said.
Old are you, Tana?
24.
Oh, so you're still young. I you're still very young.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to call me prehistoric and then come to me being irresponsible.
I am like, No. Like, you're still in that world. Like, I'm so much older sometimes looking down at it, and I've learned as I've done it, like, to remember the age stuff. But yeah. I will say, I'm surprised by Charlie. I had this vision of the DeMellos trying to, like, get out of the drama world, but they seem to be in it with 2 feet right now.
I think that they're, you know, they really do give, like, young Kardashian family to me. You know what I mean? So it's, and like the Kardashians are, you know, they get in some whirlwinds, you know, like this on occasion. And I, you know, Travis and Landon are Kardashianification. I'm trying so hard to just stay out of this. They are Kardashianified right now. So, I mean, I don't know.
So are you saying you think it's like related to their show?
Mm. No, I just meant like really public eye, like family type of energy. Like I wouldn't say.
It's an industry plant relationship. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm just saying they're down for this public. Maybe they
right.
You know, he was saying that I look at Charlie as like, you know, like so far away from the drama. But I think if they're really in this world right now, they're enjoying drama.
Yeah,
that is a reach, but I mean, you know,
they
down for
against
it.
The drama that brings them views.
No, I don't fucking know.
And by the way, my impression of the Kardashians is like Chris would like impregnate Khloe with Tristan's sperm to get more views. Like that's how the Kardashians.
Christ
are so
on
like,
a crutch,
turkey wow. baster.
Like, they're like go. Anything
turkey
they
base,
can do to make headlines.
You get a Tristan Thompson sperm.
Right. I've never thought of the DeMellos that way, but maybe they are. Like, maybe they're like, yup, this is, they're talking about
but
it.
But they're
maybe.
Really sweet. Like,
that's how, that. Well, that's the vibe I've got. I don't get sweet vibes from the Kardashians.
I agree with that, actually. So maybe I retract my statement. When I think Kardashians, I think powerhouse, biz, like crazy, you know what I mean? But like,
I think the longer you do the shit, though, you kind of don't become sweet anymore. Like, maybe they're turning into the Kardashians.
I feel like they're, like, I nice. Know. I don't know.
Yeah, like, Heidi and Mark and Charlie and Dixie are nice sweeties. Like,
in person when I see them.
And maybe
Charlie like, hey,
just really
up?
Likes Landon, you know, and shit happens and they're young. Like,
how? Yeah, I guess. I mean,
well, Dave, what's your take now? Because you weren't team Landon with Charlie.
No, I still, well.
You still stand by it?
I don't like.
Well, Barker. Like, Travis what? Barker is. Travis Barker is known for being a rock star, fuck bitches, fuck boy for, you know, until now. So it's like, you know, Landon might be on his Travis.
Yeah, well, let
rock
me
star
say
shit.
This. I have a bias against all like rich kids who I don't think have accomplished anything on their own. That is like an inherent bias Yikes. That I have. Like,
that's
what
fair.
Are you famous for? You're famous
I'm
for
sweating.
Your last name.
That's
so,
crazy. That's a crazy statement, but okay. Not what, a crazy statement.
It's
your statement.
It's not always right.
Just there's a big diss. I guess.
And it's not just against him. It's almost against – you have to like, be twice as successful or twice as
So, like, Jaden Smith, for example.
I don't know if he's the example I'd use, but yeah, like somebody, there's plenty of sons or daughters of famous people who I'm like, oh, they did it. But this guy just found out about, like, through the Josie thing, I think. It's the first time I heard
That's
of
when
him.
You first heard of him, yeah.
So what has he done? Is he a musician?
Yeah, yeah, he makes music. Remember he made that song with Josie's voicemail at the start of it or something like that?
Right.
We listened to it? Yeah.
That, right. So I don't know. And he could be a great guy, but it's just like, all right.
Every time I've talked to him, he's like, he seems like a nice guy. Great guy. Like, he's always like, yo, what's up? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I like all parties. So it's not one where I can be, you know, I love when there's someone in the drama that I just automatically don't like because it makes it easy.
Who don't you like, Tana? You like everybody. You're literally with everybody all the time. I don't even know how you do it. 24 hours a day, you're like, if there's 24 hours, you're in 18 different countries with like 38 different people, I feel like, all the time. Is there anybody you have beef with currently?
Current beef? No. I'm trying to think. No, I mean, no. Damn, I'm really on my like PR nice shit here today. I'm scared, yeah, though. I'm sweating right now. Like, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
I can smell her sweat. Yeah, it's crazy.
Fuck you, Josh. I'm beefing with Josh. I don't know. I've had my past beefs. I don't know. People know. So like, I don't like James Charles. I say that sometimes.
Why don't you like him?
Let me get out my scroll.
Oh, it's a big list. Okay.
We just don't get along, but I have to stop. I've made fun of Austin McBroom. He wasn't my favorite for a while.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. That was around the fight stuff. I'll wrap up after hearing everything on this Little Huddy, Charlie, Landon Barker. I think it's probably new friends. It's also Little Huddy using it to move, like, get views and create controversy. So it may be win-win-win for all of them. Like, it's not as deep.
That's what I'm thinking.
Serious.
That's what I'm thinking.
Come out of this.
Yeah, nobody's really losing during this.
Yeah, I think they're all going to just slay. And it's you know, they're young and it's good. Fuck it.
Except for maybe, like, Chase's mental state. That could be losing.
That's
who
true.
Knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Could be happy.
Why?
Is
You've he been not there. Have a, why? What's wrong with his mental state?
I mean, he's probably just, you know.
Could be a pretty
best
upset,
friend stole right? his girlfriend.
Yeah. Like
kind of like Jaden situation.
Well, speaking of that, that brings us into the next.
There's the transition. Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
The next drama, which we were getting tagged, is the Jane drama timeline. So
I picked an episode to be on.
Yeah, you did.
Damn. Fucking Christ.
This is the first time we've had like real headlines in a while.
Yes.
Yeah, this
one's a little bit uncomfortable, I would say, to talk about because there's a real tragedy that is involved in it. But we got to mention it because it went super viral. So Josh and Nessa party together that Jaden is also at. I don't know if this is related, but the next day,
it was actually the same night, I believe.
Same night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next day, Cooper's sister posts an IG story, which basically says, is this crop top triggering for you at Josh Richards BFF pod with the middle finger emoji three times? Picture Jaden. Jaden reposts this, this story, and where it's uncomfortable is obviously there's a serious tragedy involved. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how do you talk about it? And I don't know what you guys want to say. I don't know the sister. The only thing I feel like to equate, because using the triggering, which I said the crop top, I felt a little, and this is again the age thing, and I don't know the girl, uneasy. Just, it didn't, I had a bad feeling.
Insensitive.
It's like
maybe
there's a legitimate tragedy, and to equate it to like our podcast and the Jaden history, to me are two different things. They're like we shouldn't be convoluting a tragedy and a serious thing into like.
I thought that was pretty like upsetting, and like kind of disgusting behavior. If I'm going to be honest,
yeah, it was like very insensitive. I felt like
I just thought that was like that was messed up. It's like, yo, whatever, there's a girl involved, like, I get it, like, people, Nessa and all that shit, but, like, to turn it into something that's just, like, so personal for so many different people, right? Like, I'm sure Jaden's hurting about that Cooper stuff, and I'm hurting about that Cooper stuff, and I'm sure the sister
and it's his
mother,
sister. You're right.
Everyone, yeah. Right? Like, I'm sure everyone's fucking grieving, and it's, like, I get people take grief differently, but, like, to go in and do that or, like, claim that or, like, say something like that about someone, I mean, it's just, like, it's a beyond, like...
I feel like there's a lot of emotions with grief, and I've definitely been in a position where someone passed away, especially when it comes to a tragedy like this, and you think back to a million little moments before that person passed, and you feel anger, and you place things, you know, you just replay those things, and you place that anger towards so many things. So I can't imagine whatever, like, I can't imagine what every one of them are going through. So it's, I don't know.
Yeah, everybody grieves differently.
There's a lot of emotion. There's a million emotions in that.
Yeah, right. And I think that's how I felt. And it most of all, his sister, who I don't know the relationship or anything. I don't know any of it. I don't pretend to know any of it. But doing that and putting it in a public and connecting dots was I think, not the right thing to do. And it kind of puts everybody in a kind of a... There's
I think
difference.
She's a really sweet girl, you know. I mean, and I feel for her.
They went through a lot, right? So, like,
right? There's
I'm
no way
to
tell
be,
anybody.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
To
I'm
feel
trying to
in
be
that
like,
situation.
100%. I'm trying to be understanding about that shit because that's like the worst. I could never imagine, like, losing my brother would be terrible. And like, obviously, Cooper, I looked at as a very close friend of mine, and like, it was terrible for me. So I'm not trying to like turn it into something. I just wish that it would have never been posted in the first place.
Agreed. So that obviously went. What were you gonna say?
I don't know. I just feel for her. She's a sweetie. I don't know. I'll shut up. I don't need to fucking be here for any of this, honestly.
honestly, when I saw it, I was debating whether we'd even bring it up or mention on the show. But then so many people are talking. It's like, well, at least we addressed that it happened.
Yeah.
But it's really not. There is no winner in any of that situation.
No.
In this show, for the most part, BFFs, which it has been since it started, is kind of like busting balls and not taking anything seriously.
Yeah.
And just you start connecting thoughts that... You know, really, you can't connect. You can't. There is no one singular thing or anything you can point that. So we'll leave it at that. Move on. It was unfortunate.
Speaking of connecting dots, I don't know if you want to mention, because people were saying that's the reason also we said they think we took the episode down because that story went up. I don't know if you actually want to say why it went down or we can just.
Well, no, we took it down again. It was a tragedy, and we took the episode down pretty soon after. It hasn't been up. I don't know. It has been up for a
month. Yeah, we took it down a while ago.
Yeah.
It was down before that story.
It was requested to get taken down, so we took it down.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. To me, and I could be wrong, it's convoluting kind of dating issues with like a tragedy. We'll move on from that.
Yeah. Please, let's do.
But we're not really moving on from that. Because then Jaden went on a Twitter spree talking shit about people talking shit online, but not in person after being at the same party with you two. I don't know, Josh, is this directed at you? You'd think the people that talk shit about me nonstop online would want to say in person too. Laugh out loud, you're bitch made. Fuck social media, you're lame as hell. But I still be on this. I think you're going to do this thing where I just poke pictures like random moments. No words. People talk way too much. Move on. Who cares? Was this all directed at you?
Yes, I believe
so. You guys have really active beef right now.
Well, there wasn't.
Well, they're playing this game of stealing each other's girlfriend back and
forth. Did you see each other at the party? Like eye contact?
I never really saw him or anything. He like, I guess I'd walk by me and I was like, I mean, I was pretty fucking sauced at this party, but I was like talking to this guy and he was like talking to me about business or whatever. And I guess like he like walked by with a group or whatever, but Sam and Gavin had like kind of explained the situation to me after. And he just kind of like walked by, stared at me. Gavin and Sam kind of like took a step forward, just being like,
"Was he trying to fight?
Who knows, right? Like, who fucking
knows?" I saw all parties look like they were having fun.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it seemed like everyone had a good time. So,
yeah, I was there, and like, I saw Josh. Josh was actually clowning me. He was like, "You weren't sick. Like, well, come on, just come on, BFF."
Yeah.
And then I saw Jade, and we had a lot of fun. I saw Nessa; she's a sweetie. We had fun. Everyone, it didn't seem.
It seemed like everyone was just chilling, really. Like, and then they walked out. Sam and Gavin like kind of explained the situation to me, and then I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Like he just like walked by and kind of like stopped for a second, and then they like kind of stepped up, and then he kept going, and then the post was made, and that's when like I guess everything fucking happened.
Stepped up as in like you thought there may be a fight.
I didn't. I was there in my conversation, and honestly, I could give a fucking care less about that kid or where he is or what he does with his life.
But like, you made a TikTok, right? And then
he had like made that post or whatever, and then I went and like I had actually just posted like a draft. It wasn't even like a TikTok that I like filmed that day or anything because I was at someone's house, and so I filmed. I posted a draft or whatever of Honest, and great song by the way. And then like yeah, trolled.
What
a little
was
bit.
The song?
It was Honest. It was called Honest.
What are the lyrics?
We can like play.
Yeah, was it like cryptic lyrics towards Jaden?
Right. I want
to. Yeah, it was like it was. The lyrics are like.
Do you know what you were doing? Oh Christ!
Yeah, so I posted.
Are you fucking on your ex?
I mean, we'll leave that up to be, you know.
So you're fucking your ex?
Well, I said we can leave that up to the air. I'm not saying,
but it's not no.
Yeah,
no,
if it's not a no, then it's a yes. All
right, that they're officially
I'm not fucking my ex, guys. I'm not fucking my ex.
I feel like now you just had to say that because at first you weren't saying no.
Yeah, because you're the one.
I'm no stranger to fucking my ex, so I mean, I'm not. I'm just curious.
No, Right. No, he's dating Nessa. Everybody knows that. That's
I'm
part of the problem. And that's
Nessa.
Where everything's getting convoluted, not to go back to the other stuff.
Not
but
dating.
There's obviously Nessa, Josh, Jade, and beef. You add in an element of a tragedy, and things are getting convoluted into a big ball of everything, is my take.
Yeah. Damn.
I just think that's what it is. And, like, the kid keeps, like, trying to talk to me, and I just, like, I have nothing to say to him. So it's like, go make a song about it if you're upset, and let's all move on.
So did Jaden say you apologized?
No. I think he was just talking about, like, he was probably just, like, he had, like, DM'd me a bunch of shit, right? And then I was just like, dude, do I really have
trying
to do this?
Trying like, to apologize? Like, what was he saying?
Oh, just, like, he wanted to talk to me. Like, he wanted to talk to me or something. Like, and again, nothing to say to that kid. Like, I had a conversation with him already after the Nessa shit, like, the first time it happened, like, right after. So it's like, I have nothing left to say. And he was like, I knew if I commented that shit, you'd answer my DM. And I was just like, bruh, if you're upset, go make a song about it, lol. And then that was pretty much it. And then he was like, something about, like, making remarks about how Nessa's my girlfriend. And I was like, I'm actually single.
Why don't you guys box?
Because, I mean, that would just, like, kind of give him too much, I feel like, press. This guy's kind of, like, going, wee, you know what I'm saying? Oh. So it's like, why would I help him out? And also, it's like, in the direction I'm going, fighting's just going to take me back. Like, boxing's kind of like a joke, like, to be a TikTok
boxer.
Why
don't you mud wrestle? Sounds hot.
Tana,
yeah,
how do you navigate being friends with everybody? Like, you know, people have beef, and you go around like, "Hey, Joshy," and then you
because
like,
I feel like
I'm gonna
like,
go get a drink. Hey, Jaden.
I don't fuck with the type of people that are like, you know, if I came up to Josh and he was like, "I don't want to talk to you because you like Jaden," or if I went up to Jaden and he was like, "I don't want to talk to you," like I would just be like, "All right," like, you know, I feel like people like. Who know me, you know, I know Jaden better than I know Josh, but I mean, people who know me know I don't really give a fuck. Like, you know, I'm just down to clown and yeah. And it's literally, it's not my drama at all. I don't think so. You know what I mean?
Fair. Mia liked the TikTok room post of Jaden commenting on Josh's TikTok post.
Who's Mia?
She's like
Josh,
a girl
this
that
one of Josh's
I was like
girls.
Hanging out with.
You have a roster, ago. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm building a dream team.
What did Mia say? I don't guess. She liked, oops, Jaden. What does that even mean?
What does what mean? Wait, what
is Mia against or for you?
I don't know. She actually texted me the other day and she was like,
she's confusing.
Yo, just like, just checking in, seeing how you're doing and stuff. And I was like, oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Because she seems to always like bad things about you, but then text you on the side.
Yeah, maybe she's just one of those people, though, that like likes everything on their Instagram.
Is she
feed.
Mad? Did you kind of hit? And
well, no, I didn't hit.
Your face
Why
when you say
it
looks directly
everyone
at Dave.
Just fucking gets quiet after I say shit. Like every single time you guys are like, oh, did you fuck this girl?
No,
and I'm like, nah. And then everyone just stares at me
well,
in silence
for
like
truth.
30 seconds.
Because you make
it's
a
like,
little
what
face.
The fuck?
You make a little face.
You did this, right? You go, no, I didn't hit.
And then you smile.
Yeah, because it's a fucking funny topic to talk
and
about.
And it gives
dude.
Like a, it gives lip
I'm no
quiver.
Young
yeah,
gravy. I'm no young
nervous.
Gravy, all right? I can't just talk about it so slyly like that guy. Just, yeah, was at a restaurant, fucked a waitress. And then we went for drinks after.
I think
and,
that you should possess that demeanor, you know? Because, like, at right. this point, it's known that you're
well, I
you're
think,
having
like,
fun.
Me and Young Gravy had a little private combo. And I think, like, maybe he's going to start going for the MILFs. And I'll start taking, like, their daughters kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, can we tag teams?
Texting anything. I don't think anything with Young Gravy is private. Just FYI, he doesn't seem like he has a private filter.
He kind of does though. Like it's
Young
weird,
Gravy.
Because I'll try to like, I want to like say some crazy shit that I know he's done. He's like, don't fucking tell me. Like it's a curated brand. He knows what he's doing, for sure.
Our friend Mads gets in the mix and tells Jaden to shut up under Josh's TikTok comments.
Shout out Mads.
I like Mads. Mads knows how to hold a grudge.
Yeah, she's funny, bro. She's just funny.
Like, and that's an original. And for those who aren't up on their TikTok drama, Mads was who's dating Jaden when this all broke. And she's almost the one who broke the whole thing originally.
Yeah.
And everyone's
like,
Mads is crazy. Mads is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I said that shit.
Yeah, Mads is telling the truth. And just will chime in every once in a while, shut up. So I like that.
Yeah. It was funny. It was funny.
Oh, Jaden's still going. Jaden's second Twitter spree. I know social media just changed everything. It's just sad. To be honest, it didn't have to be like that. Real life still exists. Be happy. I'd be sad too much. I'm just trying to be happy. If you think I'm a nobody, then stop talking about it. It's so weird. I got time right now. I'd say one thing. Ha ha. Like what? And then the TikTok room. Jaden likes a tweet saying how he is a good guy. You know who said I was a good guy? I'm in a book. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump said you were a good guy. That's crazy.
In a book?
He put out a presidential book. There's just a picture of me. It says Dave Portnoy, good guy.
No way. Dave Portnoy, good guy. Do you know
That's
him?
Sick.
Do you know him? Have you ever like conversed with him?
I interviewed him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, don't be sorry.
Post-presidency or before?
No, when he was in the White House.
When he was in the White House, you interviewed him?
Yeah,
did you know him before he was in the White House?
No. They called me up and asked me to interview him in the like Rose Garden towards the end of his like thing.
Yeah, like,
it's crazy.
And then meanwhile, Tana Mojo's canceling 2 minutes before a podcast. Anyways.
Yeah. I know. Nice. It's crazy.
Interviewing the president. Tana cancels.
Literally. But it's awesome. That's sick. That's some crazy shit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sherry owns Monty after cheating schedule. So
I can tap in now. I can talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You already went off about Monty.
Now we can.
Okay.
Other two subjects.
We don't talk about that shit. Hopefully forever. Never have to talk about that shit again. And now on to Sherry.
Slay.
Okay, so Addison Rae's mom quotes a tweet saying that you can sue your ex for emotional damage with a quote that Addison's dad has sent to a girl he's talking to in the ultimate clapback. This is Sherry's first real clapback at Monty.
So good.
We talking jet money. I'm about to get that shit tattooed on me in another language.
She should make merch. She should actually make merch that says,
"We getting
jet money."
That was the best reply I've ever seen.
I mean, that is just... she's a G for that. Like, I want to dap her up. She's a G for that. That is, Monty, that is so fucking embarrassing.
You should get her on the podcast.
Would she?
I don't know. I feel like it, right?
I was talking to her. I think she might. She was in Louisiana. I wanted her to come in person, though.
Okay.
Where is Addison on all this? Like, does she just want this to go away? Is she like, I mean,
I feel like she definitely
she's probably
just
like,
go away.
Yeah, but I got to think she's just like team mom. Like, mom, whatever's going to make you happy, fucking
definitely.
Right, you know? Like,
yeah.
I
definitely.
Think that's what it is, probably. Like, she's probably just like, fucking go at it, mom. Like,
she's in a happy relationship. She's living her best life. Yeah. Like, she definitely just, and it's also like sad. Like, I would be pissed. I wouldn't want that aired out to the world. So,
mm-mm.
Slay Addison.
Have like your family at home shit out on the internet. That would be the fucking worst.
But that's so on him. You know, like, it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Tan, I heard you talking before about bringing, like, Slay.
Oh, you heard me? Slay.
Yeah.
Both are saying that.
It's like, we just can't stop saying Slay. Like, Slay girl, pussy boss.
Aren't you?
A lot of girls say that now. It's like a new girl trend. It's a new girl trend, Dave. They all say Slay.
Decade too late. Isn't that like a Paris Hilton thing?
I think Paris Hilton was more of like an unironically, like, you know, she was like Slay and it was very like unironic. And now it's kind of like a TikTok thing to say, like, you know,
you say it like you're kind of making fun of it. Like,
yeah.
Slay.
Like you're like, I interviewed the president like and I'm like Slay. Like, you know what I mean? It's not necessary. Like I should be like, good for you, Dave. That's amazing. But like Slay.
Yeah. It's actually gotten to the point where it's like ear bleeding annoying to hear girls say Slay. I feel like over and over.
Josh, fucking Slay.
Right. It's like, oh, anytime I'm hanging out with anyone that is in the female gender. I think
you actually texted me the other day, Slay.
Yeah, because I'm pussy hilarious. Because you said Slay, so I was like, pussy boss bitch queen or something like that.
It's giving Andrew Tate. It's giving, like, I'm a guy and I get it.
So funny, dude.
But, Dave, do you know about Andrew Tate? Oh, sorry.
What did you just say?
I said you were giving Andrew Tate. It was giving, like, I'm a guy and I can do it.
Well, did you ask if I know who Andrew Tate is?
Oh, you guys had him on, right?
Yeah, that's why I said what. That's actually
Josh
what
is a good
what.
Job, Josh. I didn't know who he was prior to him coming on, but Thank he's you. An interesting cat. Sure.
What do you think of him, Dave? Like, would you
I think he's very smart. And I don't mean
he knows
that
what he's doing. I know
he's
what you
got
mean
a high IQ for sure.
You want to talk about cultivating an image? I don't know that he believes everything he says. I think he's
very
smart
polarizing
in what he's doing, but intentionally so.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was running a whole pyramid scheme. I didn't know that was kind
yeah,
of
like Monet. Like
yeah, I
her stupid men in their basement. It's
exactly.
Crazy.
I did not know that. You know, now it makes more sense as to why he's trying to say all this polarizing stuff. You
yeah,
know, because I mean?
Then people flock to him.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, he moves the needle. We talked about before. Yeah. People always, my DMs are still flooded. I've had people be like, you're an idiot because you disagreed with him. It's like he called women like property.
Dogs.
So, but I do think
he also referred to them as a very expensive Ferrari or a nice sports car, though. So
an item.
Yes. Basically. Yeah.
But again, I think he's pretty, very intelligent, very well crafted. I don't know how much he actually believes about the own some of the stuff he says. And he has an element of saying things we've talked, I don't want to keep talking about, but like that you're like, yep, I agree, makes sense, okay, maybe. And then he goes way over. It's like, whoa, where'd that come from? But anyways, the pink sauce goes viral. Miami chef created a product called the pink sauce it? Selling for $20. A bottle that is now going viral. It's facing back. I don't care. Why do we care about this?
I don't know. I didn't even see it. I was just trying to act fucking excited
pink
about
sauce.
It.
I feel like this is something I would do by accident. I'd be like, oh my God, I want to sell the pink sauce.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
killing
be awful
people.
And then, oh, wait, not Slay. so what's
people?
Wrong with it? Like, I saw that people were saying this went major viral. Like, all the girls in my life were talking to me about this, but like, this woman was selling this condiment, and I guess it was like there were inconsistencies in the formula. Everyone was different. It was making people sick. I mean, it looks like fucking
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, like it's fucking what?
The creator.
I feel like if you eat it, it's giving natural selection.
Yeah, why would you buy it anyways? Britney Spears making her music comeback with Elton John. Okay, cool. Elon Musk is allegedly a home wrecker. He denied that. Elon Musk all in the news. He supposedly fucked the Google guy's wife.
They're doing crazy shit over there.
He really is a sex god. Elon Musk fucks
he does
everyone.
Kind of fuck.
He has denied that, by the way, and posted a picture of them hanging out together. So who knows if it's true? Very
did you
weird.
See? Did you see that his father just recently was married to a woman and she had a daughter and it was his stepdaughter and then he started fucking the stepdaughter and got her pregnant twice?
It was Elon Musk's dad that fucked Elon's stepdaughter.
No, Elon Musk's dad fucked his
own
stepdaughter.
We talked about this with Andrew Schultz.
Oh, that's what it was.
His wife's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird.
That shit is mind-blowing.
Nothing surprising with Elon Musk when you're that rich. No. The shit that goes on in that world is like giant eyes wide up open party. BFF's corner.
Shit.
Skipped along. I was in London. Nobody really cares. It was great, by the way. I went to the UFC fights. Both of our fight. We sponsor two fighters, both from Liverpool, Molly the Meatball and Patty the Batty, and they both won. Absolutely electric. There was the video. Play the video of Molly jumping into my arms.
Bro, that video is hilarious. Watched me and Gavin and the boys probably watched that video at least 7 to 10 times. Like,
I thought
so
she was
fucking
break my shoulder.
I thought she was going to kiss you, dude.
I know. I was like.
I thought she was going to kiss you. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, yeah.
There's something about Dave clapping that's just jumping. There's something about this that's weirdly wholesome.
It's like a beautiful moment.
It is such a great moment.
I got chills.
I actually have goosebumps a little bit.
Like it's weirdly a very sweet moment. I just got chills.
It was very sweet. I love her. Patty the Batty. They're like two arguably the most well-known people right now in UFC. They're at the top of their game. So
they gave you guys like a huge shout out too in their like post-conference or whatever. Like when they were just like, thank you to Barstool. Like it wouldn't be possible without them. Dave Portnoy. I was like, damn, okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize how big they were until these fights.
Drake was in their DMs being like, I'm going to give you guys each a Rolex. And someone asked, like, you guys should like team up with Drake. And Molly's like, we don't need Drake. We got Dave Portnoy.
No way.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy. I got chilled again. She's riding for you.
Drake put like fucking like a milli or something like that on Patty like to win. He won like $2 million in the fight.
Damn.
Go on, let me go first because I was first on Dave. Can we all just listen on the realist? Without Dave Barstool Sportsbook app, me and Paddy wouldn't have the belief behind us over the water in America. We wouldn't have the funding behind us. Go over the air. Without them, it'd be so much harder. So to Dave Portnoy and the whole team, fucking Barstool Sportsbook, please give them a round of applause.
Dave Portnoy.
And his fucking outfit was next level heavy. And I've had half a bottle of whiskey. How do you like me now?
Yeah, they're the best.
That's sweet.
They're ride or die. That's ride or die right there. Ride or die.
Sweetest people in the world.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Bree, what is this? Bree and Grace kiss Sway Boys. Bree and Grace revealed a new TikTok that Bree kissed Bryce Hall and Grace kissed Josh. Bree, what is this? All right, let's
see. Okay, there's like a trend. Okay, I guess you'll just see it. Yeah.
No, what? What?
There's like a trend. You know the trend where you flip your phone?
Yes.
And it's like someone you kiss, someone you hate, someone blah, blah, blah. Yes. So yeah, Grace said she kissed Josh.
We should do that,
which
actually.
Me and Grace are just in a very loving relationship.
It's an open relationship.
It's
though,
open, but it's loving. There's a lot of love. We have a lot of love to give.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Someone you kissed, Bryce. So yeah, I was waiting for this to like drop or come out publicly.
I think kissing Bryce Hall is like an LA initiation.
It's a universal experience. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. It's like, you know what I mean? You get your Starbucks, you kiss Bryce Hall.
Yeah.
You kiss Bryce Hall? That's what we're saying here?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, haven't you guys kissed Bryce?
Yeah, everyone's kissed Bryce Hall.
It's an LA initiation, you know? It's like,
Have you kissed Bryce Hall, Josh?
No, I believe not.
Like, you made out with him? Like, a full-blown, you're making out with him?
Oh, it's just like a smooch, yeah.
Well,
I think every single person I know has kissed Bryce
Hall. Yeah, exactly.
Two different things. Okay. All right, whatever. If that's it.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
What is this game we got? Social media happily ever after. What is this game?
Love a game.
I don't know.
Love a good game.
These are just TikTok couples, and you say if they think they're going to make it or if they're going to.
Oh. No. No. But let's see them anyways.
Let's do it anyways.
I'm here for this.
Dixie and Noah.
Oh, they are so precious.
If there's one out of all of them.
Nah, it's not them.
Oh, why do you say so?
Because Anthony and Avani are way better of a relationship, dude.
Okay. I'm rooting for Dixie and Noah. I'm super rooting.
I'm not saying
them.
They won't. I'm just saying if you're picking the number one, it's Avani and Anthony.
You're biased, though. You live with
I'm
Anthony.
I'm not even biased. I'm just talking about, like, drama and relationship and shit.
He's right.
The drama online. They've had, like, breakup, split up, breakup. You, once you go down that path, Avani and Anthony, nothing.
I will say, though, these two are under the microscope way more, I feel
that's
like,
than
Avani and Anthony.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't think they ever broke up. The internet just said they did. Because they stopped
posting. Well, Dixie wouldn't put it to rest. You ask her point blank and she won't answer it. So
that's a good point.
I guess so.
I respect her like ability to keep some of it private, though.
But, I mean, they've been going. They've been going for a long time. So it's like.
Listen, I'm a Dixie stan, so I hope so.
Yeah.
Love them. Doa.
Definitely hope it lasts.
Doa.
Slay. Addison and Omar.
They're like, oh my God. Aesthetically, that's just my shit. I love a dying looking man with a baddie. I love it. It just, makes me wet.
So what does that mean, a dying look? That sounds to me like an insult. You didn't mean it.
No, oh my God. Well, I mean, that's my type of man. I talk about
someone
all the time.
Who looks like they're dying?
Someone who looks like
sickly.
They eat cigarettes.
Corpse, yeah.
You know what I mean? In a hot way, though. In a very hot way.
Got it.
I love their aesthetic. Like, I know a lot of people think it's like, oh, she should have been with Bryce. They were way cute. I think this was like a crazy.
It makes more sense.
Upgrade has a negative connotation, but I mean, like, I love this relationship.
Well, you can't have a real relationship with Bryce.
True.
Yeah, kiss everybody in L.A.
I love Addison. I honestly could see them lasting, too. I think it's like the way he's so private is such a good balance for her. Like, I just saw the cutest photos of them today. I stan.
Okay.
Just me.
No chance.
Yeah, nah. Nah. Nah.
But what if she needs the funny guy? What if she needs the
this isn't even, this is not necessarily her. Both of them, neither. No chance. Zero. Zip. Zero.
Yeah, I don't think it's just on Kim. I don't think just Kim's going to be like the one to dip. I think Pete might just be like, I'm done.
I'm rooting for them more than I'm rooting for anything in my own life, which is pathetic. But
it's super
pathetic. Well, he came out saying he wants kids. He wants kids soon, and she always wants kids.
How many kids does she just wants to keep turning them out?
I think so. That's what the Kardashians do.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, it's like cheating because they don't actually give birth and they have someone else do all the shit. So I guess if you're just doing them slay. As ornaments, it's
right,
exactly
right.
Do.
Not an ornament.
It's a good point.
Zero.
Dave's answer.
The silence was deafening.
Yeah, I mean, I think the silence was the answer. Probably right.
It's new. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know anything about the relationship. It's so new.
I just know they look
bullshit, you
aesthetically
don't.
Great.
You love him, Brie.
I do. I think they look so cute together. I don't know.
You can't even see your fucking face in this picture.
Not this fucking picture, but there's other pictures of them. And I just
you
think
love
they
him. You stan him.
They look
him.
Better. I do stan him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Charlie's biggest fucking fan. If she's happy, I'm happy. I right? love her.
I don't know.
I've never spoken cute. With Charlie in my life.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Damn.
I've talked to a nice person. They're both nice. They're nice people.
She's an angel.
I'm just like not, like, I wouldn't say I'm close with either of them.
Amanda and Keo.
So they're back. We speculated on this, but they're good now.
Yeah. I just saw a TikTok of them today. You know the trend where it's like it's usually with couples or like friends and they're looking at each other and it's like you'd look at me and you'd be like, Tana, I just love how much you do your own thing. You're so late to everything and you show up. Like you're condescendingly saying things you like love about the other one in the couple. They did one of those today and I was like, the girls are fighting. Like it was giving like
that's awkward.
It was awkward a little to watch.
Yeah.
So you're saying they won't last?
No, they've been together for a long time and Amanda's she's a wifey material girl. I love her.
I agree with that.
So I kind of think, I don't know. But I mean, didn't they just break up and get back together?
I don't know. The way I've heard Keo talk about her is like, this is the love of his life and he aww. Never wants to leave Amanda.
So oh, they yeah, did break like up her. And get back
they're
together.
Cute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, when we were talking about it, she was like, nothing has changed. Don't ask about it. So I don't know if there was like something choppy, but.
Again, I don't understand that. And I like Amanda a lot. I like Keo. I don't understand that answer, not just for them, but it's kind of like the Dixie. Like, if you're with somebody, like, hey, are you and Silvana still dating? Yes. Like,
well, Dave, remember dating, the tattoo video where there was another hand?
Yeah.
That was
right.
her.
That's, yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying we thought there was trouble in paradise.
Mm-hmm. Courtney and Travis.
I think together
everyone
forever.
Hates them. I love them.
I love them.
I actually think they're going to last.
I've never seen two people more in love than them.
Yeah, they're so, like, goals.
They're almost so in love.
They have
it makes
sex,
you
like,
be like
in front of you.
Fuck you guys. You know what I'm saying?
It makes me want to lay in traffic.
Yeah,
how
you're just like
there.
Fuck this, bro. Like,
like it's so cute.
Yeah, why are you doing this to me?
I think that's why I like Landon because I want to think that he's like him.
I agree that Landon and Charlie are giving
right
that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's why
maybe
I like
Landon
them.
Landon saw his dad kind of.
And if his dad's such a good lover, maybe he's a good lover too.
So I think you guys are kind of like grasping at some pretty hilarious straws. Like Landon fucking Parker is 18.
Yeah, Landon's like 17.
18 years old. Yeah, he's like,
yeah,
oh,
I don't think that
life.
Landon's figured out like how to be the maybe
well,
the
I wanna,
best lover.
I want to think that though.
Do you
for
also
Charlie.
Have an affinity for like tattooed like type of men?
Yeah, they always make fun of me for the people I think are hot on this
okay,
podcast. Because
we both just did the same thing. We were like, Pete, yes, yeah. Landon and Charlie.
Does your boyfriend
have
any tattoos?
Parker walking down the street?
I'm working on it.
Okay, so you're going to turn your boyfriend into
yeah Travis. I've already changed like his whole style and stuff. Yeah,
that's awesome.
You'd want a head tattoo like that?
Not maybe not fucking that, but like
well
tattoos.
I mean he does that to cover up
His baldness.
Like, well, no, it's because he got into the plane crash.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Doesn't he always have tattoos or no?
Mm-hmm. He was in a plane crash, and he's the only one that survived in the plane crash. And
no
he had a,
kidding. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
On a private jet.
Yeah, they just started flying again.
And yeah, Courtney was the first. There's like a picture he posted, and he's like, with you, anything is possible. And it's like them in front of a
jet.
He
got on a plane for the first time.
Yeah, he would drive or take boats everywhere he went.
No kidding. When was that plane crash?
It was years ago.
Yeah, it was
early
a while ago.
Early 2000s, I think. He, like, 80% of his body was burned.
Yeah,
and
skin
they thought he would never, like...
He had to have an entire skin graft, jet fuel
lost
soaked onto his foot.
Lost all his people.
Yeah, that's terrible. Best friend passed. It was a really horrific thing.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Damn, tragedy.
No.
Julia and Jake.
No.
Would y'all have done this one if I wasn't here?
Probably not.
I mean,
probably
Jake has not, a fight no. in a week. He's in the news.
Okay, I was just curious. Do you ever miss Jake?
Yeah, do you ever lay in bed and just think about him?
I could see these two lasting.
I mean, this is the thing at hand, and I never want to, you know.
You think they last? I guess they, I just see social media stuff, and I feel like they're beefing every other, like, 6 months.
I feel like they've been through, though. Stuff. I feel like they've been through a lot.
Yeah. She, like, they're obviously very in love, and, you know.
Okay.
Their posts are very cute, and, like.
Maybe I misspoke.
Yeah, I just don't like speaking on it. Like, any one of my exes really, like, new related, because it's just like, you know.
But you like a fake marriage. That marriage is fake, right, Tana?
The marriage, absolutely. Like, yeah, you know, like reality television bullshit. But I also was like, I was also very caught up in it, like in that world. You know what I mean? For like with Jake.
But there were real feelings there. Like,
at least on my end, I never want to speak for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair.
Oh, you kind of gave it away. No,
I
chance.
Love when anyone else is getting violated but me. Thank God we moved on.
Nessa and Josh. Look at that photo.
Yeah, look at us, youngins.
Nessa and Josh. I saw this TikTok the other day.
Yeah.
It was a 3 minute or two. It wasn't, wow. It wasn't a 15 seconder. It wasn't a 60 seconder. And it was all these photos of you guys and all these really cute sentiments that you had both said about each other, like mashed up into one audio.
Yeah.
And it was the first time, cause I didn't know either one of you really then, like at all.
Right,
and
right,
I didn't know
right.
anything about your relationship other than the occasional like Alex Warren vlog clip or something.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I'd ever heard you guys speak about each other. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, that was kind of BFFs.
I felt
like
a thing.
Right when it started, Nessa came on, and I mean, she was like a super shy girl, really. Like she was understated, whispering. I think she hates us. I think she hates us now, right, Austin?
I don't think she's super happy with us.
Yeah, she doesn't like us very much.
I don't.
I just think that she's going through a bunch, obviously, right now, and it's like it's shitty to add the social media drama onto everything that she's.
That was mature
going through,
and awesome.
You know?
That was mature and awesome of you, Josh. Slay.
Thanks.
Well, it's his girlfriend, so I hope so.
It's not my girlfriend, guys.
Avani and
yes, they're gonna get married. I'm gonna be the best man.
Josh is fucking pissed now.
Wanted to be happy for this one when it came up, but now I'm in a pissy mood. But yes, I will be your best man, Anthony.
I feel like we see this picture of him in this red suit every time, and every time I'm like, that's a fire suit.
Dude, is he ever a good dresser, man? He styled
I've never heard
me for
a bad thing about
the 70s party. Like,
I know.
The David party, I was styled by Anthony. And
I knew,
say,
all you had to do was go
everyone
into his
closet.
Everyone
was like, you look sick, Josh. You should have been born in the 70s.
And honestly,
like,
Josh, that should be, I saw you at the David party and I was like, damn, okay, Josh. Like, I think
thanks.
That should be your style.
Who is David? What's the David
on.
Party?
David Dobrik.
Oh. David Dobrik's back having parties, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, B-Day
you know
what
was actually pretty sick? I got to introduce Andre Drummond onto the stage to rap. That was pretty cool.
The basketball player?
Yep. He was there and we like
he
hung out
rapping.
For a bit. Like, took photos of you, like, yeah. He asked to come on the podcast. Or, like, they were like, yo, it'd be cool to come on the podcast. But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right. That's all the, like, news we have. Tana, I don't know. Obviously, first of all, I'll say this. According to this, your Dizzy Wine, which I didn't trash them. I trashed you. Seems to be going really well.
So Jake's like, I give it 5 more minutes. it's fun. It's great. I mean... I love it. But we're curating another flavor right now, and I'm stoked
to
expand the brand. It's white wine right now. It's sparkling white wine.
Okay.
It's good. It's yummy.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, I like it.
We had a night at my house. I forgot about that where we were just drinking. Oh, we were blacked out.
Yeah.
I remember we posted all the, or we made all these TikToks.
Deleted all of them.
I watched the drafts the next day and I was like, God damn, I can't.
Isn't that the day?
That's the day I kissed Bryce.
Yeah.
Oh, it happened in my house?
Yep.
We went somewhere else after, but I think, it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Tana's fault.
Yeah. I believe it. Mm-hmm.
Dizzy wine got me a little dizzy. Yeah. Couldn't make good decisions.
They get you fucked up. They do. They do.
I haven't had one yet.
Slay.
You told TMZ, Tana, you want to be married with kids in 5 years?
Honestly, I just turned 24 a couple weeks ago. And Kylie's 24, man. She's a fucking billionaire. She's got two fucking kids. She's madly in love. I'm down for it.
24 so young, though.
I don't know. My parents growing up were really like old, and it made me want to be a young parent. And like,
me too.
I mean, it's like a lot of the reasoning as well for not having kids young might be financial instability, or it might be you know, not feeling like you've had enough experience. And I feel like I can check those off.
All right,
I don't know though, but I'm not. I mean, right, but at the same time, I'm not with anyone, and you know, it's, you know, so I don't know.
I feel like I don't. When's even the last time you
dated?
So,
when's the last time you dated somebody who wasn't in your world, who was just like, for lack of better words, like a civilian,
a normal person,
a normie? It's been a really long time. I'm kind of trying that right now. That era, though, I think that is like, it could be good for me. I'm the most like level headed and not, you know what I mean, like in the like tapped in mentally. Like I don't need to clout farm, I feel like, in a relationship.
Yeah, I remember you taught me that term. I feel like I've heard it a lot more, but you were the first person who ever introduced that term.
Harry Jowsey taught me that term. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It could be cool, a normal relationship. At David's the other day, there was like every famous person there ever. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, 18-year-old me would have been
freaking
thriving out. Right now, I would have been like, God, I'm gonna fuck you right now, and I'm gonna date you later, and you know what I mean, I'll see you, like, I would. Nah, but lately it's kind of like, I don't know, for me at least, it's like anyone in this world, it's like I've either been there, done that, or I know them, or like it's the same person in a different format. So a normal person could hit
civilian. Your canceled podcast done, right?
We decided to part ways, but I'm now working on a new podcast with Jeff, maybe Mike, maybe Brooke in the mix there. And I'm stoked to, I love talking long form. I love podcasting. I love the shit. I've been doing my Spotify show now, which is kind of like a weekly show for an hour. So it gives the same energy. Yeah.
I talked to Brooke briefly about doing a podcast with us.
She told me, she was like, Dave said that I could have a Barstool show. I was like, I was laughing because I was like, you would never offer me that because he
wouldn't show up.
He knows.
Well,
he
knows me. I mean, I said that to her, but we haven't moved because she tweeted out, is Barstool hiring? And we had stuff going on our end, but she didn't really follow through with any of things.
She's in a really new, like, super happy, cute relationship. And, you know, he's a touring musician and he's about to tour the world. So that's kind of why I don't want to say that's why we haven't like done anything yet. But I mean, like, she's about to do that. So I think she wants to be able to kind of do things here and there. But I also don't want to speak for her. I don't know. But I think Brooke wants a podcast.
Yeah. She's coming on my podcast tomorrow or the next day. So
Plan Brie Uncut.
I guess we'll find out. Yes.
Oh, I'm going to come on.
Oh, you want to come on?
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Soon. That's fun.
Yeah.
But she
asked me first, though. Just saying.
Brooke is so talented. And she's she's awesome. I think you should give her a Barstool podcast. And then I'll be like a recurring once in a while guest. And then that leaves the pressure off of me to ever piss off Portnoy again.
Yeah. No, I think that ship has sailed. We talked. About that,
like, I don't even know if the ship was ever docked.
Well, no, not yours. The other one. Okay. I think you're saying she's probably right. Busy with something.
But I mean, who knows, Dave? That would be a sleigh for you, I think, to have a Brooke podcast on Barstool.
Yeah, but and this isn't her. Like, I was like, well, send me a demo and I'll listen to it. And that was, I don't know, 2 months ago. So no demo.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter if it's the greatest demo of all time. I like, it's just as important to show that you really, really want a podcast because for us, at least.
From what she tells me and, you know, online, like I know I just posted or someone posted that Jeff and I were podcasting and she commented like RIP, like we talk about it. And so I know she really wants one and I want her to do it. I think Brooke is so good at like podcasting. So, I mean, Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know what your messages were. She just told me that.
Yeah, no, I was interested for a time. I listened to some. I thought she's good. I think that, is there anything else? Am I missing anything with your life that you want to promote or say or anything? I don't think so, am I?
Wow, I'm honestly, first of all, that's cool. Because I thought Dave was going to lay into me. And
I already laid into you.
Yeah,
I guess that's
worse.
True. You kind of got it all out that day. Anything of my life? I'm working on a bunch of stuff. I'm about to come out with a weed line called Tannabis, and I'm stoked for Tannabis to be everywhere and that type of stuff. I don't know. I'm shooting reality television again, so just pray for my well-being. But
what is that?
I'm doing a couple different things and potential shows and stuff right now. But I don't know how much I can talk about it. But one that's centered around my agency, like Unruly and all of us, and the OnlyFans of it all, and that's been fun. We've been shooting for that, and then maybe a little docu-series thing again, and then I just got a dating show, like solidified offer, but I don't know how much I want to go on my too hot to handle Love Island type of shit. You know, I feel like I've done that in real life enough.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of shit going on.
Hell yeah.
You know, Tana shit.
Booked and busy. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we patched it up. Glad you came on.
Thank you for having me. I think it's a very funny episode for me to have chosen to be on. There's a lot of stuff going on in the news right now, but I'm just happy it's not about me.
Yeah, so, you were pretty neutral like I thought you'd be, but for sure, this is the most headlines we've had in quite a while.
I'm Switzerland, yeah. For sure. Yeah. I'm going to start saying that shit. Fuck yeah. Right. Thank you for having me, though, and being so awesome, Dave. I'm glad we can be friends.
Yeah, same. All right, that's Tana. That's BFFs. That's the episode.
Sweet.
Slay, guys.
Peace.
Slay girl, queen, pussy bosses.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.